Why DC is still a colony. This building, the monument, the White House is built by slaves.
Are not the people you want doing these things. They're Proud Boys, they're Patriot Fronts, they're Oath Keepers, the One Percenters, etc. They are deputized white supremacists.
What I'm hearing on the ground in DC is that this is all part of a larger, really continuous problem. What is policing and what is the criminalization of the black person in the United States?
That the government and the army and, you know, all together is trying to communicate that folks are in danger if they are in opposition to the government, right? And if they're in opposition to the police, you are in danger.
A paternalistic idea that these foreign entities who know nothing about these communities can come in and better them through shows of force and power.
Honestly, largely scooping black people off the streets. I have witnessed 8 black people get arrested off the streets.
Like, is deeply entrenched in how this country operates. I know, almost said company, because it's, you know, it is a company as well.
Every time they come out, every time it's a cookout, I see 1,000 police officers circling, stopping the cookout. Why are you stopping the cookout?
Like we go through a cycle. If you go to most people outside of our environment, they already have a perception of us.
Y'all rather for somebody to come shoot the cookout up or anything, any random thing to happen instead of just letting these people party.
So all this is doing is just basically regurgitating the information that niggas is violent, niggas is dangerous, you know, all that shit.
By a federal agent because he's smoking a cigarette on his front porch?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
So it's like, that stigma is already out there, you know what I'm saying? They just continuing the wheel. I see him doing this as no different than Joe Biden coming out this motherfucker and handing everybody